אלה מסי בני ישראל, אלה מסי בני ישראל אשר יוצאו מארץ מצרים, ובציווי שם ביד מוישה ואהרן. חנך. צורה שמנזר, אלה מסי בני ישראל אשר יוצאו מארץ מצרים, לא נכתבו המסוס, אור למפורשים. I really say different as Beirin. Why have this parsha of the Masoros? Why have the parsha of the Masoros? Why we need to know all these parsha of the Masoros? Different Ramosim were written down why we have the Masoros. Why we have the Masoros? So Rashi brings down the pshat loydiya chasodav shel mokay. אף על פי שגוזר עליהם לטלטלום ולעניום במדבור, לא יתאמר שיונויים ומטולטולים ממסו למסו כל 40 שונות. Don't say that 40 years they're running around from place to place, ולא יהיו להם מנוחו, שהרי אין כאן אלו 42 מסורס, it's only 42. צא מהם י' ד', and then we have 7 more that they went back after פירס ארון. צא מהם י' ד' שכולם היו בשונו רישי נקוין עם הגזירו. משנוסו מרמסס עד שבאו לרוסמו. רשמק זה חשבן. סופם דנען נמצא שכל שמונה ושלושים שונו לא נוסו אלו 10 מסורס. זו מיוסדו של רמי שהדרשם. רשמק זה פריס ורמי שהדרשם. And the 38 years, they only had 20 masoros. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a gzeire, Yonu b'midbor arboim sholo, chasono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the prish is zogt, it's a big shayla, how much dapim you have to do in the Sefer Teire, when you're going to write the whole cheshbon. The ma'aseh, if you count the masoros, you don't have so much masoros. We're missing some masoros. Rashi brings down that it's 42. If you count, it's only 41 times. But the Rashi in Parshas Pekudim, Rashi macht a cheshbon that when you count Masoros, you count the place that they left and the place that they came. Now, if we count the etzem, we make the cheshbon later. Vayisu miramses, vayachnu besukres. So the ma'aseh was only one time. It's already counted like two. Here's the answer. Where's missing the one? Even in the ma'aseh, it's only one traveling. It's vayisu miramses vayachnu besukres. Although masoros, Rashi says in Parshas Pekudei, means the place that they went out and the place that they came. So the pasuk base, vayichtos a pasuk all the mafoshim against a shvere pasuk. Vayichtos Moshe es moitzeyem lemasayeyem. על פי השם, ואלה מסיים למויצאים. זה פשוט. אלה מויצאים למסיים, על פי השם, ואלה מסיים למויצאים. זאת אומרת, מויצאים למסיים, מסיים למויצאים. כתוב שם מילס. זאת אומרת, לא זה פשוט. מויצאים למסיים means from where they went out to where they traveled, ואלה מסיים למויצאים, from where they traveled, that they went out to, or they're going out to. So it's different pshotim. I would say just a couple nice ones. The Magen Medubna is like the Shein Epshat. I'll say the Moshe the way he says it. So the person lost his mother once, Chas V'Shalom. So his father remarried, you know, he married in a mistake, the wrong one. He said, this kid is suffering terrible. He's waiting for the day that he will leave his family. Kid says, Shiduchim comes and his father finds him, Psachosh V'Shidduch, and his father is happy to get him going in life. And the way his father, the kid asks his father, no, how far away you were already from home? No, the kid will get an action. And the father the whole time asks the balagole, how close we to the place that we're going? What is the difference? The kid doesn't know of the other place, the new wife that he's going to find. He wants to leave his house. Wants to leave that mother? Doesn't know the next one was going to marry to be good. Although he knows where he has to leave. The father knows the mishpacha, the yichus, a good tzar. He knows how good where the son is going. He's asking the whole time, how close are we to the place that we have to get to? Klal Yisrael didn't know how good is Eretz Yisrael. They knew Mitzrayim is terrible. So they're counting Moitzayim and Maseyim. But how far already we left Mitzrayim? They're counting, well, they left Mitzrayim. The whole thing, they believe, you know, was Tkufas. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moitzayim LeMaseyim. So maybe the Cheshbon is, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moitzayim LeMaseyim Al Pi Hashem. The Moitzayim is LeMaseyim. To where they're going to. Aber bei Klal Yisrael ist gehören Matze von Maseyem und Moitzeyem. Der Bis Yitzchok sagt, al Pi, Balaturim da, so the Balaturim, the first Balaturim answers a different text. He says, that also the Yetzir, also the Knisser, also is al Pi Hashem. Aber he says, Pshat, the Balaturim has, if you know, some people learn to say the Balaturim, the Balaturim goes in all of these 42 Masoyas, and he says that every place, every name, has a remes to what happened. The names of these places are merumes, to look a little bit. Prosecute base. Bedofka. Shom dofak libom shlo yoloim lechem. Alush nosam lehem amon bischos lushi v'asi ugois. Shed bischar Avram Avinu. Rosmo arshem ameraglim shenem arhatsi chitzi gibur shunim al gachli resomim. Yachnu b'rosso shel isneis v'sushom b'kiiloso v'yakir lehem koyach. V'makamez v'yakir al moishem al awe. Az egele baratur. So mele zogte bis Yitzchok ויכתוב מסמיציהם למעשיהם על פי השם. When they went somewhere, Moshe על פי השם knew the name of the place already. But the emphasis is מעשיהם למעשיהם. Only after they left the place, Taki, it got that name. Because really the shame of the mokoim was only על פי השם was מעשיהם למעשיהם למעשיהם. זאת פסוק דלת. ומצרים מקברים את אשר היקו השם בוהם כל בחויר, ובאלוהיהם עושו השם שפוטים. מצרים מקברים את אשר היקו השם בוהם כל בחויר, ובאלוהיהם עושו השם שפוטים. The kasha is the famous pasuk, all of us know the pasuk, in Shmois Yudbeis Yudbeis. ועברתי במצרים בארץ, מצרים בלילה ההוא, והיקייסי כל בחור בארץ מצרים. מאוד מולד באימו, ובכל אלוהי מצרים, עשר שפוטים, אני השם, אני הוא, אני ולמלך, אני ולסורו, everyone knows this person. ובכל אלוהי מצרים, עשר שפוטים. What is this בכל? לרבויס. What happened here that the story says, ובאלוהים עושה השם שפוטים. Why the person here doesn't say, בכל אלוהים עושה שפוטים. זה הגמרא דקה פשט, ממש אין לי שבס, אנחנו אין לי שבס בזה פשט. שגרות ושמועים, ובכל אלוהי מצרים, מה שעושה של עץ, נרכבס, עשר שפוטים. למה יצא, in פרק י' ד' פוסק בייס, רשי ברינג, that it never happened really, לחאור. דבו בני ישראל וישובו ויחנו לפני פי החירוס. סוף רשי. חו פיטר, לפני בעל צפוי, הוא נשאר מכל אלוהי מצרים כדי להטויסם שיאמרו קושי רוסם. אז השם left פי החירץ לפני בעל צפוי. And Klal Yisrael went back. And then later, in קריאס ים סוף, השם was marked even the בעל צפוי. So למה זה השם said בכל אלוהי מצרים עשר שפוטים אני השם. But למה זה one of them he didn't kill yet, he didn't break yet. He left it till after Kriyas Yam Suf, and then, Shalot Kol Hayam, everyone was like it. When Moshe is telling them the story, so he's telling them, you know what happened? Mimochas HaPesach, it was before Shvishal Pesach, we went out, Mitzrayim Mikabrim Es Mitzrayim, V'yad Romo, U'Mitzrayim Mikabrim, then, U'Beloheim Otsu Hashem Shvotim, not Bekol Eloheim, he didn't kill yet Bekol Eloheim then, Moshe is telling the story what happened. And that shlav nishgiven the kol eloyim also shvati. So the pasuk is meduktek take, that take David Deka didn't do it. So the pasuk weiter. Pasuk yudalet. Vayisu me'olush. Olush is take given lushi vasil gois. Vayachanu berefidim. Ve'lo yvoyo shom mayim lo'om lishtes. Remember the pasuk, Vayalinu al Moshe, right? Vayalinu al Moshe. Fighter Moshe Feinstein. Ve'lo yvoyo shom mayim lo'om lishtes. What happened? You know what happened? We had Moro, the water, we had the Evan, which Baruch took out the water from the stove. Tell us a nice story. And two words. We didn't have water there. This is not the story. We said this, you said in Chumashir in different times. If Klal Yisrael will not make a complaint on the water, they would pass the 40 years and they would not need water. If they are mischazek, maybe we build on from the Rechaim HaKadosh. V'chisayim rumanoich al vashono ha-shvis. Hei loy nizra ve loy nesoy. V'tzivisi es b'rchos ilochem b'sheva ha-shonim. V'shloshis ha-shonim. Zog the Rechaim HaKadosh. V'chisayim rumanoich al v'tzivisi es b'rchos. And if you will not say manoich al, so what then? Kibbutz Mashma, you know, if you come to ask manoich al, I will give you food for 3 years. And if you don't ask? If you don't ask, it will not happen. So what would be? Zagdara Chaim HaKadosh. They will grow in the sixth year the same amount, and you'll eat one apple and you'll be full. One bite in the bread and you'll be full. Oichlim kimo v'mizborech b'meir. Well, you will not have to work extra. The trucks will come with everything, and this is it. You said, Man Noichal, Hashem fills all of the fields. You have to get storage trucks, vices. The guy says, what I have to do in my life, I live in yeshiva for 3-4 years, no, I have to marry off my kids. Take a job in America. His wife doesn't know, stay and live. You know, I married you, I want you to sit and learn. So, you know, we have to pay tuition, proportion, is all these nice words, you know, insurance, health insurance, to send the kids to camp, you know, it's not childish, you know, I could see that. He goes to work, and Baruch Hashem, he makes $1 million a year. He gets the shidduch inside. To marry off his daughters. The first night when he gives $1 million, the second one. The first night when he comes back from the wedding, he turns over to his wife. Huh? See, it's good we went out to work? Would never make this shidduch. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and laughs on him. If you would not work, the same shidduch would happen. They would want you. Will be the reason that will be. They will want your daughter. The same shidduch would happen. That's plainly the plainly. You worked for 20 years, I made them to want you money, and they wanted you money. If not, they will want you nose. So what you're going now, 20 years I worked. Go, Mish. So I was thinking today that this is a pshat in the Rambam. So I never have pshat in the Rambam. Also we learned the Rambam at Pomo. We learned different pshalokim in the Rambam. So the Sefer Ramada. Here's the Rambam. The Rambam is the Shvartzi, the Pardes. The old print from Pardes. The Chayesh Levitz is Rambam. This Rambam. Four people gave it a present from Chayesh Levitz. And Purim the Mukofin, Tovshin Lamed Beis. One of them is my uncle, Daniel Mekit. Today is one of my Yeshiva, for Akiva Yeshiva. He's the one, signs that, Laser Silver, Laser Shiva, Ruben Spansky. These are the four that gave it to the Chaim Shmuley. So that's not a part of the Isaac now. The Rambam, when you say that, Teirah, said Moshe Rabbeinu lo yaminu bo Yisrael mipne ha'oise she'oso bismog bat mpashas kerach she'amamin al pi ha'oise yesh beli bedoifi she'efsho she'yase ha'oid belad ve'kishuf אלא מוישה עושה לפי צורך עשור, לא לא אווירה אל הנבואה, לספור כבר תנת. הוא צורך להשקיע את המצרים כל היה מצלילון בסויכו. צורכנו למוזוין, הוא יריד לנו את המון. צומו בוק עליהם אוהבת. צורך עשה לשערי הרחמים, סייפה שסידו שערי רחמים, שתו זה נשינו הלושן. צורכנו למוזוין, we needed food, הוא יריד לנו את המון. צומו בוק עליהם אוהבת. צריך לספור כבר, זה לא בשינויים. צרכנו, צומו למוזן, או ידלונו, בוק עליהם. צריך לספור כבר, דמון, זה לא, לא מתנתר, אלא לא יכלה המון, צלצל לסמון. אבל בסוף, צרכנו למוזן, או ידלונו לסמון. צומו, צרכנו למוזן, מון, הוא נורד, הוא זוכה לכם לחם אביר עם אוכל איש, למון זה מוזן רוחני. צרכנו למוזן, תקר. או ידלונו לסמון. צומו! If there was not even, does it צומו למים? No, you can צורחנו למים. We didn't, the fact that was a צומו, he had to hit the stone. אז נשגוון צומו, נשגוון לס. צורחנו למוזן was a need. We needed מוזן. We didn't צורחנו למים, נשגוון צורחנו למים. The problem was, if it would be, מה אפשר, had to be, רובו, הריד להם את הלחם. אז כן רובו, אז זה צריך. מים נשגוון צריך. But the problem was that, you know, Lashon HaPosuk, V'lohoyo shamayim lishtois, V'yitzma'om, right? That's Lashon HaPosuk, Dalton. I think, V'yitzma'om l'mayim. Tzomu! Let's think about this from Moshe's book. We'll go weiter. Posuk Tzayim Nochdem, V'yitzma mit Bar Sinai, V'yachnu b'kibri satav. Nechsir Shasforim state, if a person leaves mit Bar Sinai, he leaves the Teire, he gets buried down on the Kibris Atav. Taiv comes, if you leave Teire, you think, I will leave Teire, I will go. The Taiv comes and it's Koyver you. You go so much, you have such Taivis, you can't fight them. They just babek you. Borosi Yitzirole, Borosi Lo Teire Otavli. Person thinks, no, I will be a good year, a kosher, a good balebos, they call it. Chazal say, Borosi Yitzirole, Borosi Lo Teire Otavli. Don't make up stories. Vayisru midbar Sinai, vayachnu bekiv rei satav. That's in a free spot. Now we're in the medalet posuk beis. צוויז בני ישראל ואומרתו עליהם כי אתם בואים אל האורץ אל האורץ כנען זוי שאורץ אשר טיפו לכם בנחלו ארץ כנען לגבול עשר סורשי סז לפי שהרבה מצווס נויגס באורץ ונויגס בחוץ לאורץ הוך צריך לכתוב מצרוני גבול רוחסר סוביב למה לכו מן הגבולים הלולו ולפנים המצווס נויגס זה מזכרוב אלמור גפרק Schwer. I mean, the Chure, if you most see this, Eber Hayavin has all the halachas of Eretz Yisrael. So the Chure, the Gvul in between Eber Hayavin and Eretz Yisrael, the Pasuk didn't have to write, if this is the reason. Skol tried to find all different Echiminas Be'alocha in between Eber Hayavin, even if it's Kodesh, from the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Skolov Alamo would say here, I want you to understand, we're not speaking against no one in Chas B'Sholem, it's battle to everyone. But I said to B'Skirov, B'Skirov said over, we just say over what B'Skirov said. Chas B'Sholem, when it's battle to everyone, B'Skirov would say the message brings down, Herola, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Leboyshe, Dor Dor V'Dor Shov, Dor Dor Manigov, Dor Dor V'Tzadikov. B'Skirov asked, Dor Dor V'Dor Shov, Dor Dor Manigov, Dor Dor V'Tzadikov. Who is the Manigov and who is the Tzadikov? Skirov said, it could be the Tzadikov, but Nishkin Manigov. Nish Yedor Tzadikov has a Manig. A Manig is a Bazumer HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person to Zayin a Manig. And there's a different person HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them the care to Zayin Tzadikov. Zay the Bistabo bring from the Biskirov. Zayin the Biskirov wants to speak in Bishvach someone. It's Mamish Mishabach and Shvach HaMagia Lekesafayim. and he was Meshabeach his Chiburim, and then talking to the Yidu, he said, Abot Zah Hanagi, how much can God shaykh us? This is given a shita in the Beskirot. The Pasuk tells us, after the Gvulas Ha'oretz, go to Perek Lamed Hei. Pasuk Chofei. V'yitzilu ha'edos ha'ritzeach miyad goyel adam v'yishivu ha'edo al ir miklotoi asher not shomo v'yoshav bo ad mois ha'koyen ha'godol asher moshach oisei b'shemen ha'koyish. It's more makis the Gemara Darshan in Makis says, "Yosha bo ad Moish Hakohen Agod." Mina the Mila, Omar Rav Kahane, Makis Tafid Aleph, Omar Kro, "Yosha bo ad Moish Hakohen Agod." V'ksiv beir miklot ha'yesha ad Moish Hakohen Agod twice. V'ksiv again, achri Moish Hakohen Agod. You look in pasuk. That's the first time, Pasuk Chofei. Then we have Pasuk Chofes, Ad Moish HaKoyen HaGadol, and again it's Pasuk Chofes. The Achim Moish HaKoyen HaGadol. So we learn out the different Quran. So the Gemara says, what is the three Quran? The Gemara says, what is it? לפי חוק זאת לגמור הזה איכון משוח בשמן המשחו ואיכון למרות אבגודים ואיכון שמחזיר מסר יצח רב יהודה אומר אף משוח מלחום אמר זה מסר יצח לפי חוק אם מויסיים של קויאנים מסדקס להם מיכיו וכסוס כדי שיספר לו אבניהם שימוס וזה מעצר that the people that sat in their miklot were daven and if you go will die Hashem says listen you hear till he dies. I had a meiser couple of weeks ago. So Bachar, he came to me twice, this Bachar. First he came to me a couple of weeks ago, my grandfather is dying tomorrow. How do you know? He's dying tomorrow, my doctor said. So my parents wanted to keep it out that I would go back home. Then, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago he came to me, he got a stroke and a dust and a yens, and this is it, he doesn't talk, he's ready, everyone's standing around his bed, and my parents wanted me to fly in for the Leviathan. For the Levi, he's not dead. So yeah, but it's a question of a couple hours. They want him to come to the Levi. So the first time his grandfather was living, so I told him they want him, but he's not awake anyway. Yeah, but they want me to try to get the Levi. It's a word in English for it. It's final, dying. I don't know exactly how you say it. What? Oh, it's the same thing. So they want me to be there. I told him I don't understand. First, if you hear, he will live if you sit and live. If you go there, then Taki he will die. You want to go to kill him? It's fake and I don't understand. I said, you will come there and he'll be living. This is what you will die in. No, Chavush again, so to Yeshiva. Mach doch schnell! You know, die quick! You don't hear it, but you could come to such a massive. Don't go there! Sit there and die and you will not die. What happens if you come there? No, you wait. No, you stand outside. No, watch it. So he stands. Baruch Hashem, his grandfather is awake, is living. And Gansen. It's medrash now. It's not this medrash now. What's that? I took it from this gemara. Chazal say a person sits in an er miklat. He knows that a kohen gadol has. If a kohen gadol dies, he could go out. Chazal say, in the back of his head, he davens the Kohen Gadol will die. So the mothers of the Kohen Gadol are mesapik tzrochim for these people not to daven. Mouth in a second, we'll go back to this Gemara. Frag the Gemara, Akasha, but Klila Schinam, lay Sodom. What are you scared? You're davening, he will die. The Kohen Gadol doesn't deserve to die. Shahoyle li spalem. Shlo Yomus. Shoyle levakesh rachamim. They had to tell them that these things will not happen. Frank the Gemara, right? Person has to daven that it will not happen. Frank the Gemara, Bishleim, and the Gemara says that there's three people that go out from Dayom Mikla. One person, that the Kohen Gadol dies, he goes out. So the Gemara, what it be if when he killed was no Kohen Gadol? So he never goes out. Because has to be a Kohen Gadol that was there. Zog the Gemara, but if when he killed was no Kohen Gadol, but before the Gmardin was a Kohen Gadol, so then he goes out and the Ptire from that Kohen Gadol. And if you kill without a Kohen Gadol, you don't go out. Even if the Kohen Gadol becomes a layer. But if you kill, because then the Kohen Gadol couldn't daven for you, you already killed. But look at you killed, and before the Gmardin was Nisman Elias Kohen Gadol, so when that Kohen Gadol dies, you later from Al Mikla. Fighting more, what this Kohen Gadol could have done? What he could have done? So the Gemara showed the Levakesh Gomer Dino in the Schus. First, fight stand, fight this for Seles, stand up, Sacha. What do you mean? He killed, what he will do? That the Dayanim will have a mistake? Yerem deserves to be in Al Mikla. What do you mean? Oile Levakesh Rachim Shigomer Dino in the Schus? So his son, Mordechai from Gur, told him, stated in the Gemara that if all the Dayanim see Choyva, you also Zakai. It's mainly that because if you would daven that all of them will have the truth that he's a Chayav, so if you're a Loch, you'll be Zakai. But now, look, I want to be Omedah for such a stark Zach. Mesakis Lohimari. And I want to speak about two points that are very negiah, especially before we go out. That was a couple of weeks to Benazmanim. Vazi the Pshat, Shahoyu Nesatkes Lohemayim Vemazi. Only listen to what is going on. These people are sitting in jail in a city, and they can't leave. They're in the Ir Mikla. They can't leave. They know the Kohen Gadol is dead, they can leave. So the mothers of the Kohen Gadol will come in and give them all the things that they need that they will not die. But they're sitting in jail. So far, a little bit of free bread and water that they get, they will not die. So first we see the koyach. Someone, how much? A person full of tightness. But if you look after him and you give him a nice look, how much you could save a person. This could be the worstest matzah. And if the mother of the Kohen Gadol gives them, but they know the Kohen Gadol is not his fault. You know, they kill. They're so upset. If his mother is nice to them, they don't doubt him. This is one hand. And that was the get to Unzer Chumash. I'm telling you about because the person doesn't have sometimes. He has a bad friend, a bad ashpoah on him, a friend that doesn't learn to restore him in yeshiva, a friend that has bad influence on him. He knows Yerem is a bad friend. He decided when he came to the mir, to this friend he will not have shaykhah. That friend doesn't belong in the mir. Maybe he's not even registered in yeshiva, he just stands here. He knows with this boy he will not have shaykhah. Shabbos comes, Yerem's parents came to the plaza. Yeah, to the kashal shayla itzda. Yeah, so they invite him. He doesn't have a meal for Lel Shabbos. He goes for Lel Shabbos to Yenim's friend. Chas v'shalom, I don't have shaykh. A meal, you know, not a chisar. The guy invites him to eat out a little bit. You know, lunch. I'm all he gives him a piece of chicken. Chas v'shalom, I'm not mushpa from Yenim. A person is sitting in a miklot, and the father and the mother gives food. You close. You forget I'm in a miklot. Halachas kama v'kama. Don't take nothing from these kind of friends. Don't think chas v'shalom like five advice. They invite you to a meal, you know, once in a while a meal is not so bad. You take a meal from them, same thing, you have bad cousins. I'll tell you a nicer. Say over by us, I'm an elikah from the altar in the valley. when the Vardag is a Musaik, negate in Gas and Machta Prat. Amol, they wanted to break the Yesh. So Musaik and the Vardag could break the Yesh, the person. You know, they would go to drugstore to buy nails. Yeah, this was the Yesed of the Vardag. So it was one of the Vardagers. I think his name was Mizn Rajanker. And he was in the Vardag. You know, that day they ate cakes. They didn't eat. There was no dormitory in Yeshiva. There was no lunch room. The person in Shtot, Sunday he ate by Yankel. Monday he ate by Hatzkel. He ate Shlishi by Moshe Doiv. In Revi, Moshe Shimon. As I said, and if Moshe Shimon didn't give you so much to eat, you stayed hungry. He had cousins, modern cousins, in the Russians' days. And they would invite him for Shabbosis. They had Baruch Hashem, you know, less day or more from the Olam Hazeh part. And the kids said he would go there. And he would not, you know, he would eat in the meal, you know, Sneers nish given as a good dog, this nish given as a good dog. But, you know, and after the whole Shabbos that he stayed by them, his learning, his Yerida and learning fell. But again, you know, after, and he decided every time after he would go there, dear, I'm not going again. Dear, I'm not going again. After a while, you know, today the legima again, he got hungry a little bit, you know, I'm trying to pull walk and get some, you know, good flesh. He decided, I'm going again to them. And again, he was by them for Shabbos, and again, you know, the whole Shabbos was the yerida of all the ruchnis that he collected during the couple of months over the whole Shabbos, you know, the bayis off and the yerida, yerida. Again, I'm not doing it. Because he decided he has to cut it. Mahanaprat, he has to do something to break this Muslim mind. So he came to Rav Shabbos, and after the meal, before the finish, well, again he started Shmuz to them, Kederech Sheinu V'Teire, and in the end of the meal, so when they finish, you know, Shmuz, he says, I can get please a cup of tea. Okay? They gave him a cup of tea. He said, I can take it with me to Yeshiva. Okay, open his packet, and he poured a cup of tea into the packet. From then, they never invited him anymore. But this is the way he cut it. If you have such a hashpoig, I invite you to the plaza. If he's a choshev bacher, eitzach. If he's not such a choshev bacher, and you see that you can't help yourself. Next time, eat with your fingers. They will not invite you anymore. Spirits will say, this friend not. For more, you can't manage to fight it. You found yourself in the plaza, and you see pizzas. And you know, what if it next week, next time, you also invite me? Put your fingers into the chicken. Don't worry, I'm telling you. They will not invite you again. So I'm not saying, you have to know. A person has to know the Ashpoy. The Ashpoy of this Zachar, it's terrible. A person is sitting in a mikvah. What is getting? A hot dog from the mother. He will stay there. And the Tzad Sheni, he learned for good. Chazal said, G'doyle legimah shemekarebis. How much you could have a nice ashpoy on a person by giving him a piece of cookie, by giving him something nice. Hashem made a chulsha. People have such a chulsha. I see that go on a plane. They give these portions. Suffolk if you can eat them. Suffolk if you can't eat them. Suffolk if it's kosher. If it's not kosher. If it has a hole. It's not a kosher. If it doesn't have a hole, maybe it's kosher. People eat it, kill it, they never suffer in their life. And if someone skips them, the mamish get all annoyed. You can't look at it even. A person has a chulsha to Olam Hazeh. Why am I so much speaking about it? We don't see it when we're living our life. But in the plane, you can look around, you'll see it. It's most normal mention for this little portion, Svetlanich can shekel, you know, they're waiting for it and they're looking when they're coming, and you know, someone's not getting it yet again. The oral kosher, special kosher, the oral special kosher, they're all annoyed, yeah? No, you don't see it when you're living around. You don't see it when you sit with your friends with the Olam Hazeh. Go back though. Steht die Gemara, steht die Pasuk weiter, Pasuk Chof Zayin, und Motsa Oise, dem Yotze, wo es auf Chobol, dem Yotze, Yotze, Aritzeach, es ihr Gwul ihr Miklotoi, asher Yonu Shomo, und Motsa Oise, Goy El Adam, mechutz le Gwul ihr Miklotoi, ורוצח גוי אדם מסרויצח, אין לו אדם. שגוז עדו דיר מיקלות, אז ורוצח. סתם, זה גמור, אין מקס וסינו סקן, את איזה חיוב תקיר, את הרשוס, למדהי פוסק חוב זין, ומוסר שגיל אדם מחוץ לגבורים מקלוטו ורוצח. זה מחלקס לגמור אל מקס דוד בית וצרכי ובנת. בפור גאון דדת חלק, סתם, ישר הבחן קניאבסקי פרק, מוסר ורוצח. The only place that you kill someone that you're based in it says ורוצח. מורן. הריגה. ורוג מויסי ורוג מויסי ורוצח. הריצח, אינו מה זה ריצח. אם יוצא יצא הריצח, ורוצח גאיר אדם. השמר לא אשם. ותרץ איז, סלקטון, כזדה גאיר אדם קירס ולעד בייס דין. ולעד אין ועשרות. סלקה אנדר סוד הריגה. אולי דה הריגה זה על פי בייס דין. The only one that is allowed to kill without a בייס דין. זה כאילו הנקומדי כרציח, סלק את הגאיר אדם. So פסט אפם דה לושן ורוצח, אם דה נזמד הרציח. זה אינטרסנט, זה גמור אל מקס, גמור אל אדם מחלקס, if it's a mitzvah to kill, if he goes out, you מחויב to kill him, you go אל אדם, you מחויב to kill him, but you're not מחויב. You מויכל them, you're not angry, you know, so what if you killed your father? If you want, you could kill him. Or no, it's a mitzvah. זאת בגמור, תומר רבונו. תומי חודר, אב שהורג בנוי נעשה גואל אדם. The father kills, so his son could become a גואל אדם. Because if the father kills my brother, so I could kill my father. ותומי אידוך אין בנוי נעשה גואל אדם. And it's a different price that I can become a גואל אדם to kill my father. So first the Gemara wants to say that למדעום הרשוס, you're not allowed to kill your father. If it's a mitzvah, maybe you're allowed to kill your father. So the machlekes, tome av shehorag, bnoi nasi goel adam, or ein bnoi. Zog di gmora loy kashi. Kan be bnoi, kan be ben bnoi. And if your father kills your brother, you're not allowed to kill your father. But if your father kills your father, if your grandfather kills your father, you're allowed to kill your grandfather. Again, if my father, kan be bnoi. So Rashi, "Bebnei shel hoyreg ainu nasa goel adam." What the Raisa says, "Bebnei nasa goel adam, bebnei shel neerak, shu ben bebnei shel ritzach." So the father kills the son, the brother cannot be goel adam. But if the father kills the son, the ainikol could become a goel adam. So Rashi, why ainikol could become a goel adam? She ainoy metzuve al kvoid aviyovi. The ainikol is not mitzuvah at the covenant from the grandfather. She'ein ain mitzuvah at the covenant of the Yorim. The Tanya, she'u ben b'nei shel ritzach, ve'ein ain muzer al kvoidoi. Frank Rabbi Kiva Eger, Frank the Maritz Chayes, it's not true. Rashi, we learn Rashi together. Parshas Tayeshev. She'chayev ozom b'chvoid oviv yoysom b'chvoid av yorim. A person is b'chuyot ha'mechavet his grandfather. How Rashi says the Maritz Chayes here in Makas Yudbeis Asa Kasha. How Rashi says that a person is not mechuyav to mechayav his grandfather. Rashi and Vayeshev says that a person is mechuyav to mechayav his grandfather. So again, the question is: so why would my grandfather kill my father? I'm allowed to kill him. But the Tanya says, "Azay, Reb Shmuel Gizot al Derech. Why are you mechuyav to mechayav your grandfather? What is the chiyuv that is mechayav to mechayav your grandfather?" One. Stop? Or because it's a cover for your father? Why are you mechuyav to mechaber your grandfather? So directly, or is it because of your father? So Rav Shmuel, Rashi Shita is the reason you mechuyav to mechaber your grandfather is not directly, just indirectly. Because you mechuyav to mechaber your father, you mechuyav to mechaber your grandfather. And maybe I want to say like this. When my father kills my brother, I'm not allowed to kill my father. I have a kibudah. Rather, I have a mitzvah of goyel adam, but I have a kibudah. But when my grandfather kills my father, the covenant of my father says, kill my grandfather. The neshama of my father, because statement posuk, lo yichupo la'oretz ki'im adam shofchoi. The neshama of the father needs the neshama from the grandfather. The meaning of when my grandfather kills my father, I have a mitzvah to kill my grandfather. I'll tell you where the Nafka Minah is, Medu'ik and Rambam. What would be if my grandfather kills my brother? Am I allowed to kill my grandfather or not? If you must kill Tayyah, not. Only if my grandfather kills my father. So the Gemara says, Tone chode bnoi nase goyel adam, but tone either ein bnoi nase goyel adam. Kan be bnoi, kan be ben bnoi. I would say, a son is not allowed to, a grandfather, a son is allowed to. And Rashi said a whole shot. A grandson, if he killed my father, and I'm killing my... Why do I have to speak like this? Because the Teretz is, stop a grandchild is not allowed to kill his grandfather. Only if my grandfather kills my father, then the din comment that I have, Taka says to kill my father. אבל עוד דן תקה, אין לך נמי, מתאודש.
Grandfather kills the father's son.
Father has a kid, he will kill it out. Only himself. He will kill it out. Only his is the shaman needs it. The kibbutz av does not kill the grandfather. This is what the kibbutz av says.